number 35 or 33, BitMarket. It's an interesting story about a company that manufactures bits, you know, that you put in the end of a drill, makes holes. And it was taken over by a new company. New young president of the company came in, and the senior vice president was an older fellow come in, and he had all these charts of the bit market. Here's how many bits have been sold and how much market share this company had. And the new president of this company turned to the fellow and turned to the whole staff and says, "You're wrong. There is no market for bits. The market is for holes." Aha! He had the essence of their business. They made bits so people could drill holes. People don't want to buy bits. They buy bits so that they can make holes. In fact, as soon as somebody figures out a little laser gun that you can set for 3/4 inches, 1 inch deep, click, click, bzz, and the hole is there, there'll be no bits sold ever again in the world. Here is a company that says, our market is for holes. Now, what's this have to do with the church? The truth is, there's really no market for a youth program. There's no market for CYC or for a woman's program. There's no market for midweek programs. There's no market for Sunday school. The market's for the holes. The market is for the objectives that these programs accomplish. So the implication is, never marry a program. Marry the objective. Never marry a program so that you are honoring or keeping a program because of the program's sake. The second is, search for new ways to make holes all the time. If evangelism is the purpose of a program, keep looking for new programs or new ways to do evangelism. If teaching or discipleship is the purpose of the program, keep looking for new and better ways to do teaching and do discipleship. If fellowship is the purpose, if that's the whole, keep looking for new ways to do fellowship rather than the old program. Don't just keep the program around. And third, sell your holes. When you're advertising or encouraging people, or you're trying to excite people about the Sunday school or any other program in the church, talk about the objective it accomplishes. Talk about what the goal of the program is. As soon as a ministry in the church loses sight of the whole and becomes to set itself up as the purpose itself and gives little points or credit, whatever, inside that little organization itself, and no longer has an objective out there that it lives and dies for, that's the day it begins to deteriorate.